Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Well, well, well. Hello there, folks. It's Joe Malinaji here for another episode of Music Science Frontiers. Apologies for my tardiness today, but there you go. Back live in the studio. A couple of weeks ago, I did a pre-record, so it's been 4 weeks, potentially even more. Back live here for Music Science Frontiers. Thanks very much to Gavin and Billabong Beats. 2 hours of tunes and discourse as well. Thank you very much. And I must first acknowledge that I've travelled all the way from Boonwurrung Country over here to Woiwurrung Country, Wurundjeri, Kulin Nation, Eastern Kulin, to present the next 2 hours of Music Sans Frontiers. Yes, indeed. Thanks very much to the staff here at 3CR, as always, doing an extraordinary job every day, keeping 3CR on the air, assisting all the broadcasters, let alone running the business. Yes, thanks very much indeed. And today on Music Science Frontiers, as usual, I have some new releases that have been around for a little while, some revisiting of ones, but around 12:30 I'm going to be speaking to Atman, who's a local musician educator. He's got a serious little music school that he's set up. I did have him in, I think, at least maybe 2.5, potentially a bit more than that, years ago in the studio, but we still can't have guests in here, so it'll just be a phoner if everything all hooks up. And as well as that, I want to acknowledge Sami National Day that happened on the 6th of February, if I remember correctly. And, I'll play a couple of tunes that come from a really special record label based in Finland. And, some local tunes which visit the continent of Africa and even India, I think. Yes, that's how it'll be. And a few of these tunes will be available online in pretty much in every digital, many digital platforms. And you can use Bandcamp to see, to check out and listen before you buy. It's really good buying from a place called Bandcamp. It helps. It helps, folks. And it's probably the best place that I know that all the profits go to musicians. So there you go. And we may have some tunes from based in Italy, maybe Sicily, even as usual. But enough talking, and I do want to start off this particular episode of Music Sans Frontiers with tune in language, and it's the KM Band, all the way from Uendamu, I believe. This appears on the First Sounds Volume 3 compilation, and the tune is called Niripi, and it is the little town west of Uendamu, and this goes out to a mate of my son's, Greeny, who's working for, I think it's Paw Media, PAW, out there. So enjoy, folks. This is the town, Niripi. There you go. Thank you.
Listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Mm-hmm. 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 m'enlever les douces. Qu'est-ce que il mondo ne vuole, tu non si lucate, ma te mantevi tu. Che vives, il mondo ne vuole, tu non si lucate, ma te mantevi tu.
You are listening to 3CR 855 on your radio dial. You may be streaming online, 3cr.org.au, or maybe listening on demand. Same address, 3cr.org.au/music-songs-frontiers. Thank you for listening. Welcome if you've just tuned in. We started off the program with a very long bracket, acknowledging language, Walpri language, from, northern central Australia, a place called Yuendamoo, around there, Large Manu as well, just on the border there, Walpri. And also acknowledging Sami National Day that was on February the 6th, folks, just the other day. So what you just heard then wasn't Sami. It was a group called Estonian Voices. And that appears on a record that came out in 2018, translates as The Old Man Lost His Marbles. But I knew nothing about these guys before I was looking for something else and found an organisation called Musica Morfosi. It's an Italian label. They do special projects. I think started off as a classical music label, but do lots of different things. This compilation was on Bandcamp. It was called Disco Mobile, which is like Disco Mobile 10, Edition 10. And this tune is one of them. There's a whole heap of different tunes representing different countries. Italy is there as well. But I thought that was a really nice tune going in to some tunes from Sami artists. And before Estonian Voices, well, that piece was called, translates as Revenge. So you can imagine what that's about for you people that speak Estonian. Let me know. You could probably try ringing up on 941-983-77, see if you get through. We are on limited staff here, but you never know. You never know. You might be able to get through here to the studio. It's an absolute treat being live here at 3CR after all these months. Anyway, back to what I should be talking about. We heard the act Avilda from their record Vilda Luada, which translates as Wild Print. That came out in 2019. They are a Sami artist, and the tune is called Memories. it's quite apt for what many of us experienced over the weekend. And Vilda is a member of Solnju with her mother, which they put out a couple of fantastic records as well. And you can go check out BAFE's factory, which is B-A-F-E, apostrophe S, factory, based in Finland, for some other really interesting artists, including Sami artists. And before Vilda, we had Tulita, who are from Finland, a vocal group. They brought out a little EP, a cappella, all voice, and we were very, very fortunate to see them at WAM Adelaide at the beginning of 2020. I always freak out about that one, folks. Yes, indeed. And that tune translates as Turn of the Tides. So you can maybe look online for that as well, but also through Bass Factory or maybe even Bandcamp. I know other material is on Bandcamp for Tulitar. And then we began the Sami bracket with an outfit called Gajanas, but I probably said that incorrectly. The new record translates as Hidden, and that is the title track. And that also features Vilda on vocals there. So it was a rocky sound and a bit of prog, sort of. Yeah, maybe. Just to wake you up a bit. And it followed a sort of rocky sound also from the KM band, which appears in the First Sounds Volume 3. I think you can get that also via InDigiTube too, if you look that up, folks. And that was the tune Nidipi, which is a town west of Ewindamu. That's for you, Greeny, if you're listening. All right, continuing on with the show, and in a few minutes' time, I'm hoping to catch up with Atman and Nick and tell us all about his new EP called No Mind. But in the meantime, here is a tune, the opening tune called No Mind. Happens to be that way. And he goes through various styles, but here is the title track.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, what you're listening to there is music from Atman from his No Mind EP. It's the second track called Dadbuka Kanita. And I'm just wondering if I've got Atman on the line here. Atman, welcome to Music Matters, Music Science Frontiers 3CR.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Apologies for the delay, but there you go. But you're actually in Malimbimbi at the moment.
Yes.
Can I ask you, what are you doing there apart from maybe enjoying the weather? Is it raining?
It's a very sunny day.
Oh, well, it's sunny here too. So there. excellent. Now, I had you in the studio here possibly at least a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
And
You had just introduced me to your music school, but also your philosophy in making music as well.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, I don't know, I guess it's the question we're asking so many musicians at the moment about how you coped during 2020, and did you embrace the online technology?
It's an interesting question, and I will give a very different answer to that.
Fine.
2020 helped me as a retreat, and when we had lockdown, I had no idea about making an album, for example, you know. But during the very long lockdown we had in Melbourne,
yeah,
it really helped me to go down and then also focus on music and also integrate everything I had before.
Right.
And at the end, the album emerged, you know. I think lockdown helped me to make this album, I would say. And online technologies, like I made a website now, and I am like giving online rhythm course there, and also I am selling my album there. Yeah, I focus much more online also now, but rather than giving like virtual classes, I focus on online course and also like streaming my album.
Yeah,
and this is how I use online resources at the moment.
Right. And when you, when you're asking, because I've not, I mean, maybe we can give the address to people, the address to your website, so that they can reference straight away, even while they're listening, if they feel so inclined. But you can give the address there.
Yeah, the address is atmananda.com.au. I can spell maybe it's easier.
Yes.
A-T-M-A-N-A-N-D-A. Atmananda.com.au is my website. Mm. And people can reach there my album, my philosophy, and also online course, and also some other materials and everything about me, if they want to also like collaborate with me or hire me, or everything they need is there.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I guess just briefly, well, I mean, I'll just touch on what the course, if you can tell us what the course entails, in the sense that when you're talking about, you're not giving virtual music lessons. Or maybe you are.
It's like I already recorded a video series.
Okay.
What I am advertising there.
Yes.
And it's about understanding rhythm, how rhythm works, how to listen to rhythm, how to understand it. Because I realized there are so many lessons, how to play technique. But rhythm and music is first about listening, because it works in the same way how a language works. Like when we start to learn our language, first we start to listen.
Mm.
And as you were born in Australia, you learned English. As I was born in Turkey, I learned Turkish, because we listened to these languages and we were exposed. And the same way, rhythm, you know. And I shared the system I developed throughout years, how to listen to rhythm, how to understand it, and how to digest this system, you know. Then people listen to music much more wisely, and then they understand what they listen to. And then it's also easier for them to play, because otherwise, we don't know what we play. Some people say I play with notes. Some people say I play intuitively. But the system I share is actually beyond both, you know. This is what I am offering there.
Yeah, well, it is very heartening to hear you talking about the philosophy of listening. I think too many people take it maybe for granted, and then not realize what that opens up to the consciousness.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. And you finally got around to putting down this record, and as you explained, it was you know, for many artists, it was a chance to delve even more into their own processes, and if they were fortunate enough to set up a studio, or even just getting more into their own studio and do this sort of thing. So, did you want to showcase specifically many styles of influences for this particular little EP? Because it's just a six track EP, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
That was the whole. Go on. Yeah.
The idea actually came very spontaneously. Mm-hmm. Like really at the end of September, I felt like I have been playing rhythm almost for 12 years, and I said like I wanna make an album, but I didn't think of bringing all these different instruments together. And to be honest, I started to play bass just in August, like some months ago. And I also said, okay, I can record bass. And it sounded really nice. And also, like, I used the didgeridoo, which I played. I mainly played all the instruments, like darbuka, frame drum, all the percussion,
didgeridoo,
bass guitar. And then I asked some friends who played violin, and then the flute, and also sitar. And then, like, it happened very spontaneously, I will say. And I recorded everything at home, but I dedicated a lot. Like, I spent sometimes, like, 6-7 hours, and I was sitting, even not giving any pause, you know, because I enjoyed it a lot. It was a continuous process. Like, I was listening, recording, listening, and then I felt like I can improve that part, and I can add that instrument, and so on. It was a very dynamic process. It took around 2 months.
Yeah.
And then it was really good job, yeah, I think.
Yeah, well, I believe that. And you also have a piece called Sufi
yes.
on the recording. And
yes.
just briefly, apart from what it sounds like, when was your first exposure to this philosophy of music and dance?
Yeah, as I come from Turkey,
yeah.
I like Sufism. And I like their philosophy. I like their devotion. And it always touches my heart. And I am, like, get used to this music. Because as I come from Turkey, I was listening to Sufi music and so on.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I want to make a track and devote it to Sufism, you know.
Yeah.
And then this track came. And to be honest, this is the track which I spend most of the time, you know. Like, I spend so much time on this track to make it even more better and then improve it. Like, I spend really, like, so much time on this track. And there is a storyline behind this track as well.
I'm just playing it very softly in the background, and I asked you about that track because of you talking about not having any breaks and totally being in that, well, maybe some people say at the moment, of either creating or really listening and seeing what you can do. So maybe while the music is lightly in the background, you can tell us about the story to this piece.
Sure. At the beginning of this track, there is a man who is lost in life, and he is looking for a path, and then he comes to somewhere where there is a door, and he knocks the door, and you can hear it, like, at the beginning of the track. Mm. And the door opens. And then there is a mantra in Sufism called La ilaha illallah. It means there is only God. We are just a reflection of God in this life.
Mm.
And this mantra is playing throughout the track in background.
Yeah.
And then the story is like the guy who was lost go and explore God in different forms, you know, and then joins a Sufi gathering, and then she sees like this devotional love, you know. Yeah, it's like this is the story behind it, like exploring this deep connection in the heart with God and with different Sufis there, you know, because there is also a transition, like at like towards end of this music. Mm-hmm. You will see it, like, from percussion solo. I think it's happening now.
Yeah,
it's much more like, when I listen to it, it gives me kind of goosebumps, you know, because it is kind of like give me this message of Rumi,
mm-hmm.
come, yet again come, you know.
Mm.
That was also the message I was trying to give in this track. Like, whoever you are, whatever you do, you are always invited to the temple of life, temple of God, and it's always open.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there you go. And I think some of us have been very fortunate enough to see some Sufi performances here in Melbourne, Australia. So they've been very very distinctive moments, really, to just sort of, I mean, I guess for so many it's intense and almost unbelievable that you can get in a trance like that and do that sort of dancing. So, well, yeah, okay. Well, I guess when you plan to, I mean, I guess at the moment, the way you've worked it out, you can pretty much live anywhere and do your courses or hotel, it seems.
That's right. But I think it's long term. At the moment, I'm planning of coming back to Melbourne in 2 weeks.
Ah.
And then expand my music career even more. I want to create some project with some other musicians and also want to launch my album in different places, like kind of maybe showcase, you know. And also I want to see music, you know, because I want to learn melodic part of music even more and also bass guitar even more.
Well, that's the magic of collaborations as well, and versions of and improvisation as well, I guess. But ultimately, we all want to return to seeing music. It's waking up here in Melbourne, so we're fingers crossed and be as safe as possible, and we can continue with these precautions for many, many months to come rather than losing it all over again. So it's going to be interesting for you to come back. And do all that. So we look forward to, and hopefully we can see it. Some of the venues that I know would be perfect for your music are certainly opening up again, and doing an amazing job because of the restrictions they have, and dealing with staff and wages. Obviously, it's not just about having a space for music to play now. It's a whole different ball game, and you know, it's all I can say is that be safe, and we'll get there, I guess. But
thank you.
Yeah, look, and once again, I'm going to finish off our conversation with the piece Om, because I'm going to go into a little bit of Indian sounds after our conversation. And I guess with Om, for people who don't know, that's OM, folks. If you're into meditation, you may know what I'm talking about. But maybe you can just introduce your reasoning to include this in your little showcase EP.
There are two reasons. I met someone called Om, and he was my spiritual father. And I devoted this song to him. Like, he's kind of my soulmate as well.
Okay.
And he lives in Perth. And the other reason, there is a mantra called Om Triambakam. And I have been chanting this mantra for last few years. It's a very powerful mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a track dedicated to this mantra as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful mantra, and you will hear that mantra at the beginning and at the end of this track.
Exactly. Well, that's great. And Atman, thanks very much for making yourself available, and apologies if I made you wait and you didn't hear properly or anything like that.
And thank you very much for welcoming me and hosting me twice. I really appreciate your support.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the absolute honour I have of being a broadcaster at 3CR, and also with Therese and Lee allowing me to co-present this program, to indulge but also to expand further on music that I like and music that I haven't heard about, and all of a sudden it becomes just other dimensions, which is the whole point of it all, I believe, and that's all we can do for the listener, and then it's up to them to keep following, keep taking the footsteps and listening, and keeping those eyes and ears open.
Exactly. We musicians need support, you know. And as a last sentence, I may say, sometimes I get this feeling because I bask sometimes. Like, I see people like music, but they don't do some contribution, you know. Like, we also need contribution as musicians.
Correct.
You know? Yeah.
And the financial side is exposure is not payment. But Atman, all the best, and a safe journey back to Melbourne, and
thank you very much.
Be curious to check you out. So I'll leave the listener for this conversation with this particular piece Om, and see where it takes you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Triumph, Free Palestine Melbourne is holding an online forum exploring the implications of a number of Arab nations normalising relations with Israel while it continues to occupy Palestine and oppress the Palestinian people. The forum will explore the implications for justice for Palestinians, for geopolitics and peace in the region, and for the expanding gulf between autocratic rulers and their people. Speakers include Dr. Khaled Hroub from Northwestern University in Qatar, Dr. Ahmed Jamil Azam from Bezirt University, and Palestinian and local author, playwright and activist, Dr. Samah Sabawi. Join us the 10th of February, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Register at fpmelbourne.org/events. That's fpmelbourne.org/events. Free Palestine Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Kafirs are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. buying one will support the last remaining factory in Hebron that makes keffiyehs, and all proceeds from the sales support projects in Palestine, especially Gaza, as well as local solidarity organizations. From the traditional black and white keffiyeh to an array of modern designs, all scarves are just $30 each. Explore the range and order online, or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to keffiyehs.org.au. That's keffiyehs.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Are you looking after someone aged with a disability, mental illness, or medical condition? As a carer, you can access free support online, over the phone, or in person. Carer Gateway is an Australian government initiative providing counselling, advice, respite, and much more. Find out how Carer Gateway can help you. Call 1800 422 737 Monday to Friday, or visit carergateway.gov.au. Carer Gateway, connecting carers to support services.
A 3CR supporter.
Yes, and a big shout out to anybody who is a carer in any capacity whatsoever, whether it's part-time or major live-in. I know the feeling, folks. So don't be afraid to ask for help, and I would expect you would be on some sort of assistance already. But it's every case is very different. There's similarities, but they're all very different. There you go, folks. And I hope the music you're listening to on 3CR here, Music Sans Frontiers, is helping you along your journey, folks. All right, we've just finishing off the first hour of the program. Second hour coming up. And thanks very much to Atman again. We showcased a little bit of his six-track EP called No Mind. And we finished off the conversation with the piece Om, O-M. And you heard some sounds. Sitar, well, I'm going to have a relatively long bracket now of some tunes that have just come to me via the music coordinator, and also things that have been lying in that playlist for a while and haven't had a chance to get a Guernsey. So we'll see how we go. This is a local outfit, maybe one producer, called Yellow Monday. He's got a single called Double Island. And this is it. It's a rather long piece. It is a little bit all over the place, but you'll get the idea eventually. So enjoy whatever you're doing, eating, walking, and I'll catch you in about 15 minutes or so.
Thank you. pounds in my head, I had no choice.
Keshavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita Jairupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath Jairupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath
Bala 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 Bala
Yes. Remember, folks, this is an exploration into sound and music. They happen to be, some of them happen to be devotional songs. But there you go, folks. That's a fellow that calls himself DJ Drez, available on Bandcamp online. He's got a website that's DJ as in the DJ and then Drez, D-R-E-Z. And that's from a recording called Giata Beat, Dancing with Tigers, and the tune Bolo. And he does film scores as well. And I found out about him a few years ago when there was a special Pakistani session in one of the churches in Sydney Road, Brunswick, if I remember correctly. It wasn't a series. And DJ Drez. Before DJ Drez, we had a band from Calcutta, India. Found out about them recently, I think, through the music coordinator, or maybe looking while I was looking for something else. Also available on Bandcamp, very interesting. And they do, I guess, going back to the Sami sounds in a sense of using a bit of Western sounds with their traditional instruments and rhythms. That's Gharana. I think that's how it's a Gharana. This playlist will be available on the Music Sans Frontiers Facebook page as well as the Music Sans Frontiers page on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au www.facebook.com/musicsansfrontiers, and you can do your own research and follow them up. But that's Garana from their record Tides of Time and the tune Bagmati. And we began that very long bracket with an outfit called Yellow Monday, here from, I think, Melbourne, but tunes were recorded in India and also Sydney. The recording is Double Island, and that was the tune Double Island. Okay, let's get a move on. We go to some sounds from this place, but from the continent of Africa. Our very own Oskuma Beats doing, I think they're doing some shows and highlight gigs. I'll try and find out where, folks. Otherwise, Music in Exile will lead you in the right path. This is from their release, self-titled, just recently, last year. And I'll play the piece, Yelena, and I'll probably mix it in with the artist from so-called Queensland, Yossa Haley, Ethiopian. Some really nice sounds, contemporary sounds there. And an old track from an artist I found out about recently, Ayelu Mezin. So we'll see how that all goes in the next 10 minutes or so, folks.
My darling.
Yeah, just had to shorten a few of those tunes just to give you a sample, folks, as you went to Ethiopia. That is an artist way up there in the whole legacy and history of Ethio music, Ethio jazz, Alu Mesfin. Apologies if I've said that incorrectly. He was forced to go underground way back in 1974 with the whole changeover of the regime there in Ethiopia, but he was a huge artist pretty much all the way before that, and just like Amulatu Astatke and many others that you've found out about in recent years. And you can check his music online, and Bandcamp and a specific label has pulled out all pretty much so many of his releases. Then that is one called Tewedje Limut, Let Me Die. Is it Let Me Die Lonely or something? Absolute opposite. Let Me Die Loved, of course, folks. And that was the tune. You Are Love, that's what it translates to be. And before that, in the middle, we had the artist Yossa Haile, all the way from Addis Ababa, I think based in a place called Queensland, Northern Australia. That's also available online and specifically Bandcamp, mixed and mastered by our very own Jesse Dunbar. And that is, the record is called Menta Menged, which means Twin Roads. And that is the tune Ethiopia We Libe. I think that's how you say it. And we started off with Osikoma Beats from their self-titled record of last year, 2020, Osikoma Beats, and the tune Yelena. So, yeah, let's move it right along into the last half hour. I'm going to be struggling to play half of what I was going to do, but I want to do these tunes. Ancient Astronauts, brand new record, Zigzag. Some of it's been around. It's also available online via Bandcamp. Here's one of the places. And this is the tune. It features many artists. It's a production unit, but it also features the vocals of many contemporary artists doing hip-hop all around Africa, folks. So this features the voice of Abrams. So see what you reckon. Ancient Astronauts.
Abagaga bamu beisanga bavu, abavu abamu beisanga bagaga. Oli chalina chayagala kuchiraga, atoli chatalina chayagala okulaga n'olaba embaga. Omwavu ayita kyalo, omugaga ayita bantu be ne bayita bannaabwe. Ebyensi ayagala ez'embaga bamusondera, asaba kapito atandika okukola bamulangira. Abamu bamudduka bakwata akakokola tondeka nnyuma, bwe zimuleeta ne bamulengera. Besetula buli bwasembera, n'abalina kasente bekwasa embeera. Lwakyadde balamusiza ku mulyango, bafundikira emboozi ne bagiyisa mu bwangu. Ez'entandikwa zibula naye ez'embaga basonda, asazeewo okuwa azinoonya mu buli kasonda. Tusondere entandikwa nga bwe tusondera embaga, agali awamu ge galuma ennyama. Tusondeze entandikwa nga bwe tusondeza embaga, mu byalo ne mu bibuga. Tusondere entandikwa nga bwe tusondera embaga, agali awamu ge galuma ennyama. Tusondeze entandikwa nga bwe tusondeza embaga, mu byalo
emubivuga
asabobu kade bubiri yeye ne bamumuma nasa babiri obwembaga ne babusonda cake ne mere ne balise kyalo bwe kuba kabanywi ho ne bagusunda bali bemmere tugwegera nengo ene zifunda soda tutwalake waka omulana ne tumutunda chipamwenda ku 10 kabakenda eyagabudde gwe tusigala tutenda eyewedde Eta kuje tulinda na yotu veyo hango muku toke tusinda Singa na ziri nezu weda ngambe simbi Abange bona nandi bawade kapito nebe iya Bakula akulane beimiri zewo Abagalo bufumbo embaga nebe sasulida Fizi kumasomeda abana nebe basasulida Baone mbeda eyo kwega irida
Tusondere tandi kwa gabo tusondere embaga Agaya wamu yegalu menyama Tusondeze tandi kwa gabo tusondeze embaga Mubialo Nemu bivuga tusondere ntandi kwanga bwo tusondere mbaga agaya wamu ke garume nyama tusondeze ntandi kwanga bwo tusondeze mbaga mubyalo nemu bivuga
sibyangu abamba fumbirwa nebano ba bawasane bano ba sigaza abana natoba ensa obweva sinzito akabone kagoba fizi ku masomero abasomesa ne bagoba nchaina somesa abana okutali magoba landidot watafuna zize na ina agoba abachala mukole mufuokwe imiriza waku wasoli mboko na kukadi ya tena agoba na muabami mufuokwe imiriza wo wavwe ujama kabachala abamubegoba mbasaba Jengeri je tukwataga na mbisera vye sanyo Kwe tuwa tukwataga na mbisera vye obwe tafu Abrams, ancient astronauts
3CR, here to stay
Seeds I sow Feed my soul, seeds I sow, feed my soul. When I chant, I free my soul onto the land that was foretold. To the mama land, I wanna be living in Africa. Living in Africa
Say, so I say, so I say.
Yo, 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 boom, from Morocco, come up to
Mozambique, we keep it grooving. Tanzania, go to Kenya, we keep it moving. Judge Julie Congo, up to Cameroon, up to Ethiopia, yeah, we chanting, yo.
I've got to fade the music down, folks. Pushing on towards the end of this episode of Music Sounds Frontiers. What you're just listening to in the background is an artist, Saraya Idan, has just released an instrumental version of her record, Breaking Shadows. She's got Ashkenazi heritage, but living, I think she's living in LA, California. Yes. Anyway, in future weeks, I'll play some of the vocal tracks from this record, Breaking Shadows. But what we heard beforehand was Urban Village, all the way from Soweto, South Africa. Their brand new record. All this music's very new too. That's Udondolo. And that was the track, Is Vigungu Pungungu. And I can't say it properly, folks. But this will be in the playlist on the Music Science Frontiers Facebook page. Before Urban Village, we had another very new track just released now, Mr. Savona. Mr. Savona presents The Fire from Africa. So they've got Cuba, Jamaica, and Africa. And that is the single off the record that's out now. It's available online, on Bandcamp as well. Literally titled The Fire from Africa. And it features Mika Shimanaya, Puchoman, and the Gideon. And who else? I don't know. The Gideon. apologies for that. The Gideon and Anilena, I think. I've got to get glasses, folks. I've got to get a better script anyway. But there you go. And I've got to give a bit of a gig guide in the during this little musical interlude. But we'll get there. Just reminding you, everybody, that the Fig Tree relaunched is happening, folks. And that's an absolute must to go to that one. If there are tickets available, there's a matinee and an evening session. It's happening on the 21st of February, folks, 2:30 and 6:30. Got Arnold Zabel, Kavisha Madzala, Anthea Sideropoulos, Ernie Gruner, Idini Vella, Freddie Meraki, Lionel Meraki, David Kreiser, Phil Carroll, Achilles Yanguli. Wow, it just keeps going on and on. Jacob Papadopoulos and Eugene Belenko, if I've said that correctly. Apologies. So that's over there at the Hellenic Museum, folks. So if you can get there on a Sunday, 21st of February, do yourself the proverbial. We've also got Kekos on at Open Studio on this Wednesday, 10th of February, 8 p.m. It's a pay-as-you-feel event, which is what they're doing there at Open Studio. Pretty wild stuff. Tango Noir Trio playing at Paris Cat on Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. I think that's one session, might be two sessions, but it's Ruth Roshan, Tango Noir. Have not played as a trio since they were in Italy, and that's about, I think it almost might be a handful of years ago, 4 years ago. So that'll be a real treat, and it's great to see the Paris Cat back in the live scene, folks. They've done an enormous amount of work with their program as usual. Sanakori Trio doing a house concert in Coburg on Saturday, February 28th. You might be able to find that information there via online details. And also doing series. Brunswick Harvest Festival, Saturday the 27th of March, 1 p.m. I'll try and sneak a track from Rosa Voto, but we'll see how we go, folks. But I've got a brand new track from the Lone Mariachi to come in after I finish off this little piece from Saraya Idan. Stay tuned, folks. Last 10 or so minutes of Music Science Frontiers.
Esta gira canto al sol Villa Murica mi duni stasera malisti Marranzano le sfilazzi di luna e d'oro fino e si marreggi luce a tue di mano sono di ora domani mattino e dindirindondere voglio suonare e e din dirin dondere voglio suonare. E sono di ora domani mattino, e sono di ora domani mattino, din dirin dondere, din dirin do, din dirin di, din dirin do, din dirin dondere, din dirin do. E sono di ora domani mattino, sono di ora domani mattino, din 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 din. Massimamente picco può dormire, non picchio passa lì, non sta di chiaro, all'inchiri di cieli di sospiro, e din dirin dondere voglio suonare, e din dirin dondere voglio suonare, e solo di ora domani mattino. Di ora domani mattino, din din don din 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 don, din 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 don, din din don din din don.
Hello, today I'd like to talk to you about how to wear non-medical mask, also known as fabric mask. Fabric masks can be used by the general public in areas where there are many people infected with COVID-19 in the community, and physical distancing of at least 1 meter cannot be achieved. There are a wide variety of fabric masks that can be handmade or purchased in a store. Place the mask on your face, covering your nose, mouth, and chin, making sure there are no gaps between your face and the mask. Do not touch the mask while wearing it to avoid contamination. If you accidentally do, clean your hands.
Achoo! Gazutai!
我并没有中上风的不是白雪. I'm going to be rude and fade that out, but that is Scotty So as Scarlett Johansson. I went to the Triennial at the NGV yesterday, and you can see their masks. And that was a commission for the MAV Multicultural Arts Victoria Shelter Project, Half Africa 2020. And there's a video for this, so you can check out the video, folks. So I just thought it'd be a bit of revision because of the way people are wearing their masks these days. So there. What we heard before there, I nearly went through the show without playing a tune from Sicily. That's an act called Domo Emigrantes from the 2015 record. The tune called is Lo Maranzano, which is the Jaws harp. I'll be playing a few more songs from them in coming weeks as well, folks. And we had the Lone Mariachi, brand new single. It was initially called Just Breathe, but it's actually called Your Absence, Tu Ausencia. So the great vocals there as well. So check that one out online. Stay tuned for great voices. Thanks very much for listening. Sorry it's been a bit all over the shop, but hopefully you got something out of it. Great voices coming up in a few moments' time. and get out there and check out some live music and even purchase it, folks, because that's what it's all about, okay? Therese will be with you next week. And subscribe, folks. Subscribe to 3CR because it's extraordinarily valuable. It's priceless, but you can help it keep alive, okay? Subscribe, subscribe. 3cr.org.au. You can do that online, folks. Take care. I've been Joe, and I'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Ciao.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.